every day, me and you. The good news is sure.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast. Brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. 6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Pastor David Yours with Maranatha International, a church of worship of the word and healing. And I'm so excited because we serve a God that's still alive. We serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Well, today I believe that we have some really good information for you. And as you know, we've been studying about Teach Me How to Pray. But before we get into that, I want us to pray. And then we're going to get right into the Word of God. Father, we are so grateful. We come before your divine presence. Father God, we lift our hands, Lord God, in your sanctuary. We declare, Lord God, there is no rock like our rock. There is no king like our king. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and we can literally run into your name and declare safety. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare, Father God, that your presence, Father God, will be evident. Lord God, your anointing, Lord God, will be evident as we go through the Word of God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, Father God, for the people, Lord God, that are listening, those that may be going through deep things that they may be going through right now, God. We pray, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, you said, Lord God, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Father God, you will be with us even until the ends of the earth. So, Father God, I thank you for your presence. Father God, that person, Lord God, that may be listening, Lord God, that just needs a breakthrough, we ask, Father, for your intervention. We know, Lord God, it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit. So, Father God, we honor your name. Holy Spirit, I can't do anything without you. We ask, Father, that you may bless this time. We also, God, pray that you may bless the people, Lord God, that are listening right now, God. Father God, that the anointing, Lord God, will break every yoke, every apparatus of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the pastors. We pray for this region. Father God, my heart's desire, Lord God, Father God, is for a revival to break forth, Father God, in our schools, in our district, in our county, Father God, in our churches, and that your name, your will, Lord God, will be done, and your name, Lord God, will be lifted on high. We worship you now, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray, and every person say amen. Now, as you know, we've been talking about Teach Me How to Pray, but before we get fully into that, I have some exciting news for you. On Saturday, June 29th, I want you to put this on your calendar and circle it. Put it in your phones and highlight it because we're going to be having a strategic prayer service. Notice that all this thing we've been teaching. We've been teaching about prayer and how we should pray. And I want you to be with us. It's going to be June 29th. That's a Saturday from 9:30 to 12 noon. And it's going to be at 17186 Murcott Boulevard. For more information, go on our website, and you can get the address of where it's going to be, or you can call us at 561-383-6574. We're going to be in a home setting, just like the Days of Acts. And if you really want to pray, this is the place for you to be. If you want to experience just a powerful time, we had it once, and it was just had a dynamic time in the Lord. And I believe that this is going to supersede that. Now, today what I want to do is I want to finish up on some things that we have talked about in the past, and then we want to just kind of introduce some foundations to prayer. We've been talking about teach me how to pray, and I believe that as you, as a single mom, or a mom maybe staying at home, you have the ability to pray like how Anna prayed, how she dedicated her life to prayer. That single dad, you pray. Business owner, that person or that young person that may be going through situations, you can pray that God will intervene on your behalf. Can't you just imagine that God will give us a tool called prayer that we can communicate with Him, we can dialogue with Him, we can get to know Jehovah God, but also we can commune with Him, we can know His heart. And as we pray to Him, it's almost like we're praying and He shows us ourselves, the things that we need to change, the things, the habits, the bad habits that we may have. And as you begin to start praying, you go into a rich and a deeper relationship with God. I just can't imagine anything more profound than I have the ability to pray to God, and God will respond to my words and change situations, change my community, change my county, change my state, that's a lot of responsibility. You remember last week, or I believe it was the week before, we talked about before we come before God, we know that we should come before His presence with singing. Don't just rush into His presence. The scripture also declares, come before His presence with thanksgiving, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. So there should be a level of thanksgiving. There should be a level of jubilation when we come to God, that we're not just coming Him to ask Him for stuff, but we are telling Him how wonderful He is. We also understand that we should live a clean life. I believe that's David was engaged with Bathsheba, and he eventually, after the prophet came and told him that, hey, you are in the wrong, came to himself and he called himself and says, oh my God, I've sinned against God. And then he begins to start turning towards back to God, turning his heart back to God. Lord, forgive me. I said some things today or the week before that was not pleasing. Lord, forgive me. Someone might have said something to their wife or vice versa, and it was said in such a harsh way. Lord, forgive me for that person that I've held up in my heart. Lord God, create in me a clean heart. Examine me. Search me. See if there be any wicked way in me. So when we come to God, we have to do our introspection. We have to do self-examination and say, God, I was going to be pure before you. If there's anything that I've done, not even knowing, Lord, put me back in my rightful place. So we see that God wants us to have a rich and a robust relationship with Him. So when we come to God, we understand, we address God as our Heavenly Father. And we see in the scripture when it says, hallowed be thy name. We give Him the adoration. We give Him the respect. We give Him the honor. Before I ask Him for give me this day, I declare and I ask, Father, let your kingdom come. In other words, let your plan come. Whatever you desire to accomplish in this day, in my life, in the people that I come in contact with, let your plan be implemented, and also let your will be done. And then after you've tended to God, because you remember in, I believe it was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. So when you make God the priority, your kingdom comes. So in your prayer, ask God for His kingdom to come, for the King's rule to rule in our lives, rule in our family, rule in our community, and so forth. So when we come to God with the proper protocol. Before you ask God something, or before you make your request be known, I would highly recommend that you know what the will of God is concerning what you're asking for. For instance, if I'm sick and I'm saying, Lord, I want to ask you, Father God, to heal my body, to remove diabetes, to remove cancer from me. First of all, you go to His word, which is His will, and you find out what God is saying about that matter. Like, for instance, we see in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says how Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. So we see that it is God's will. He said he sent his word and he healed. I believe in Psalms 103, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. He said it again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives my iniquities and heals all, not some, heals all my disease. It's in the redemptive plan. We know that the will of God is in his redemptive plan, because in Isaiah chapter 53, it says, surely he have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet he did esteem him stricken and afflicted of God. But he was wounded for whose transgression? My transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and by his stripes we are healed. So we know in the word that his will is for me to be healed. So I find out his will. I understand his will before I ask. I believe in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17, it says, wherefore be not unwise. In other words, do not be ignorant or mindless, but understand what the will, catch that, what the will of the Lord is. So before we ask, we should know what? The will of the Lord is. And then when we understand the will, then we're able to pray according to his will. Now, why is it important to pray according to his will? Let's look over to 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. You got it? I know you do. It reads, now this is the confidence. In other words, this is the all outspoken. This is the frankness. I can come to him knowing with surety that this, I'm confident. He says, now this is the confidence that we have in him. Who? In God. That if we ask, catch this now, anything according to his will, he hears us. So God is looking and he listening for his will. In other words, he's listening for his words in your prayer. Even the angels are listening for his will. Because the scripture says that the angels hearken unto the voice of the word of the living God. In that same 1 John chapter 15, verses 14, let's read also 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we asked of him. So before we ask, I'm teaching you how to pray now. Before we ask, Lord, I'm asking for healing. Go to the word of God and find out his will. And then take his will, saturate yourself with what he's saying, and then pray according to what God says. If you want to get God's results, you have to do it God's way. Ask Moses. God says, I want you to build me a tabernacle. God says, from the specs, you have blueprints. So those people that are maybe in a dire need right now for God to break through, I submit to you that you get into the word of God, young person, young lady, or young man. Get into the word of God. Find out what God says on that subject matter, and then pray according to his will. Notice when God says that my words never, catch that, not sometimes, it never returns to me void. When God's words goes out, it always has to come back with a testimony. It has to come back with profit. It says, the words that come forth out of my mouth, it never returns unto me void, but it prosper in the thing where twice sent it. You see that? We pray his will. We stay in his word. His word is his will. Now in John chapter 15, just doing some recap here. In John chapter 15, verses 7, it reads, if you abide in me. In other words, if you stay, if you remain, if you take time to spend time in me, meaning Jesus, and my words abide, meno, stay, remain in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Notice in this scripture, before there is an asking, there is an abiding. Before there is an asking, there is a staying in his words. Because when you stay in his words and you abide in his words, you meditate in his words, then out of your very belly comes forth the word of God. And then you pray the word of God concerning that situation. Last week we talked about how with God nothing is impossible. I mean, that's mind-blowing. And then he goes on to say, if you can believe. Now, wait a minute, God. You mean all I have to do is believe? All I have to know is believe, and that it comes in line with your word, and all things are possible? Wait a minute. I mean, I have some difficult case. You may have a situation where you have a loved one that's on a ventilator. They're getting ready to pull the plug. What you're saying is that my prayers can reverse that situation? You mean that the job that I'm looking for, you mean that I can pray and God will supernaturally open up a job for me? Yes. Yes. All the promises of God are yes and amen. So the first thing is that we understand the will of God, and then we pray the will of God, and we ask. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12, it talks about ask, and it shall what? Receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What happens when you ask is that you give him, meaning God, a right to do something for us. I mean, that sounds kind of funny. Why would I have to give God the right to do something that he already should do? That doesn't sound right, does it? But that's how God has structured his word. And when we ask in faith. We pray the prayer of faith. Now, what I want to talk and I want to share some more information about this topic that we're talking about. First of all, I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Genesis chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Let's look at something here. The scripture says, and Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar. Now Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in the night and said to him, indeed you are a dead man. Because of the woman of whom you taken, she is man's wife. I want you to look also at verse 7. It says, now therefore, restore this man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all of your household. Now, I want you to catch something with me here. We see Abraham coming to Abimelech's house, his place, his domain. Before he got there, Abraham looked over to his wife and said, hey, I know you're a beautiful woman. So when we go to King Abimelech, I know he always want to take stuff and take wives and stuff like that. I want you to agree to me that you are my sister. So when we go there, we're going to tell him that you are my sister. Now, when they got to Abimelech, God was told that, hey, that's not Abraham's wife, but that's my sister. Abimelech ended up taking Sarah, Abraham's wife. And in the night, God revealed in a dream and spoke to Abimelech firmly. So you better leave this man's wife alone. And he said, I didn't really know that was his wife. But the thing of what I'm trying to say is that as a result, God closed up the womb of every person that was in his domain of that king. And the only person that could have reversed that situation was Abraham. We see in verse 17, the scripture says, so Abraham prayed to God and healed Abimelech, his wife, his female servants, then their born children, for the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. It's something that I want to kind of touch with you, just to kind of show you how important prayer is. And we have touched on the fact that we should ask, we should know the will of God. But it's also important to understand that when God is getting ready to do something in the earth, he will come and he will choose a man. He will choose a man. And the reason why is that is because it's important that we understand how God functions. How God functions. When he's getting ready to go into Egypt, because he heard the cry of the people, he didn't just come down and just with his big hands and snatch them out of Egypt. No, he went to Moses. So every time that God is getting ready to do something, he will come to a man. Why does he have to come to a man? Why don't he just do something? You know, so people, every time that God getting ready to do something, don't just come to a man. Don't you see the situations? Don't you see the situation that's going on in the community? The people that's dying, the incidents, the cancer, the crime rate, and all these stuff is going on. Why don't you just do something, God? You're a holy God. I want you to catch this with me, all right? Catch this with me, because that's a valid question. And a lot of times people are turned away from God because they say, hey, God, if you are a holy God, how come you allowed this to happen? Now, I want you to catch this. Listen to me intently now. Let's look and go back to the book of beginnings, because the book of the beginnings gives us a platform of where all the truths spring from. First of all, Genesis 1:26. Listen to these words. Then God said, let us make man in our image. This is Elohim speaking now. Elohim is plural for gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them, that's the key. He didn't say, let us have dominion. Let them have dominion. In other words, God gave dominion over to man. He gave the authority over to man. And just like how God rules in the heaven, he gave authority for man to rule on the earth. I believe it was on Psalms 116. It talks about how the heavens belongs to God, but the earth he has given to the children of men. That's big. Because in order for God to do something in the earth, he cannot override the person that he placed in dominion over the earth. In other words, to come back and to do something into the earth, God, per se, by God, God now has to go through man. It sounds kind of weird, but trust me on this one. Trust me on this one. God says now, in order for me to do something in the earth, I see that it needs to be done, but I need for someone to give me the permission to come back into the earth where I gave to man. Gave to man. Very important. So we have to understand that prayer is a result of God's established authority and structure between heaven and earth. We have to also understand that God did not include himself in the legal authority or the structure over the earth. So man became the legal steward of the earth. He says, why am I telling you that? I'm telling you this because in order for God to do anything on this earth, it has to come through prayer, because man has been given the dominion over the fish, over the birds, over the air, over all the earth. Read it again when you get a chance. Genesis 1:26. Over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So the earth is man's responsibility. Pastor, I've never heard that before. Well, I'm glad you're listening. And as a result of the earth being my responsibility, nothing happens in my family unless I pray. Nothing happens in my family unless I pray. Nothing happens in my family unless I... Why are you repeating yourself? I want you to catch this. Nothing happens in my family unless I pray. Nothing happens in my community unless I pray. So man is given God legal right and permission to interfere in God's, in earth's affair. In other words, man giving heaven earthly license to influence the earth. That's the reason why he took Noah and says, hey, I want to rescue humanity from the flood. He took Abraham and said, hey, I want to create a nation for Israel. He took Moses, hey, I want to bring the people out of Israel. Why? Because God says prayer gives me the license to operate in the earth. I'm going to stop with this. You remember the scripture, if my people, which are what? Call by my name, humble themselves and pray, then I will do something. You remember Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 3? Call unto me, and then I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. I believe that God is looking for someone that he can count on. The scripture says, had he looked throughout the earth, and he's looking for someone. He's looking for someone that will stand in the gap. He's looking for someone. He's looking for a young person that says, I'll be the one. Raise his hand and says, I'll be the one that will pray to change my family, to change my school, to change my condition. I'll be the one to change this community. I'll be the one to pray. And I hope that this message will whet your appetite and that God would richly bless you. Now we declare and decree now, God, that in the name of Jesus, your divine presence, Father God, we thank you, Father. We pray, Lord God, over, Father God, this the reach, wherever this radio reaches, Lord God, we declare that your presence will saturate, begin to start melting the hearts of the men, turning their eyes back to prayer. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the wisdom of God. We pray, Lord God, over our leader, over, Father God, that you may rest heavily upon him. Give him the wisdom as we pray for those that have lead over us. Pray, Lord God, that your perfect will be done. We ask, Father God, all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen. This Sunday, you don't want to miss. Come and worship with us and hear a dynamic word. And live and begin to start walking into your destiny. May God richly bless you. Give us a call, 561-383-6574. God bless you. Bye now.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast, brought to you by its host, Apostle Ronald Solly, in an on-time message that will build your faith for the end times. Listen every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO.
A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again? Still I'm caught in your grace everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all phase.